T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Decent night of college basketball on tap. I'll tell you about the marquee game in the next segment before we get out of here. But right now, this is super cool. My next guest is an accomplished comedian, actor, writer, and producer. His name's Hannibal Buress, and he's now also a festival organizer because Isola Fest, which he created, is this weekend. It's in Isola, Mississippi. It's about 150 miles south of where we're sitting right now. 3-day music and comedy festival featuring, among others, T-Pain, Flying Lotus, and Hannibal Buress himself. Tickets are available right now at isolafest.com. That's isolafest.com. The great Hannibal Buress is in studio with me right now. It's cool of you to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
Flying Lotus actually canceled.
That son of a bitch.
He's not able to do it. So Flying Lotus is not on the festival, so don't want people to feel like they're getting got.
I got you.
But we got Aaron Allen Kane, okay, and Dear Silas. We got the Memphis Comedy Invasion with Richard Douglas Jones. We're bringing he's curating an hour of Memphis comedy. So it's going to be a good time. Open Mic Eagle, Serengeti. It's going to be a fun time, man. Isola Fest, yeah.
So we're going to get to that in a second, but first I want to talk about tonight, because you're going to be at the 1884 Lounge inside, yeah, Minglewood Hall.
Yeah.
Show starts at 8, doors at 7, tickets are $20. You can get them at minglewoodhall.com. I think you just announced this yesterday, and what you're doing, yeah, is interesting. Your first comedy album was called My Name is Hannibal.
Yeah, it is.
And it was released in 2010, and right, as the story goes, your record label will not sell you the rights to it. Old record label.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did that deal with them when I was a newer comedian.
Sure.
And so the deal was done. We recorded that show in 2009 at the Lakeshore Theater, and the terms of the deal were made for a time where it was based on physical CD sales and actual iTunes purchases.
Right.
And so,
which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it exists, but it's
nobody
not,
does.
Yeah,
that.
So the deal doesn't really, it wasn't really made for, you know, all the streaming and all that. And so I wanted to just buy it so then I could capitalize on my work in a proper way, because I didn't feel like the label was really optimizing it.
Right.
And so he didn't want to do the deal. And so I talked to some other folks, and they said because of how long the contract's been, the material can be re-recorded. So I'm just going to re-record it, man.
You're going to tell the exact same jokes.
Yeah. And actually, it's more fun to do that anyway. So I'm glad that I had that obstacle.
Right.
Because it's more exciting to have to do jokes that I wrote when I was 24, 25 as a 36-year-old,
right,
because some of them don't relate to my life at all.
Right.
Stuff. Oh, I got a roommate. My roommate comes into place, and he said, da-da-da.
Right.
Or there's other stuff about, you know, Lil' Kim songs. Right. There's jokes in there. Oh, man, I'm glad Barack just got that,
right,
job, just because it was 2009. Barack just got elected.
Right.
So it's going to be fun. I'm just reading them off of a teleprompter, basically, and just it's going to be exciting to do, because I haven't done that set as
right,
a whole. A couple of those bits I reprise a little bit in, like Pickle Juice.
Right.
I will play the audio from that during some of my shows to make fun of rappers, how they just play their own songs and talk over them. But the rest of them I haven't done, so it's going to be fun to do it.
I'm talking to Hannibal Buress here in studio. He's going to be at Minglewood Hall tonight. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. He is redoing My Name is Hannibal. You know, I obviously listened to it years ago. Went back to it last night.
Okay.
It holds up well.
Thank you.
I mean, I didn't remember. I remember the pickle juice,
yeah,
bit and certain bits. As I'm listening to it this morning, even having heard it before, I'm laughing at it because it's funny. But I'm noticing, like, you could still do most of these jokes right now if you wanted to. They holds up well.
A lot of the bits, we'll see.
Right.
You know what? I actually, I had my assistant do a transcript of it,
right,
just so I could have it and look through. But I haven't listened to it. because I want to maybe, we'll see. I ain't want to influence the delivery too much.
Right.
And so I'll see how it sounds now, and we might even have the crowd talk along with some. And, but I'm excited to do the bits, man. It's going to be a different show. So thank you. I'm glad that the label didn't sell it to me because it forced creativity.
Right.
It was having fun.
This is, I think, what Taylor Swift has suggested she might do with some of her earlier work that's been that she can't get ownership of. She was like, I'll just go back in studio, record all the same songs.
Yeah, that's what somebody, it was another label that suggested that I do this because I was, you know, asking them for advice about the situation. They said, oh, you should just re-record it. I said, oh, yeah, I should. And so since I was here doing promo for Isola Fest already, I said, oh, I should just do a pop-up here and make a full day of it. So I'm out here working, man.
It's going to be terrific. Hannibal Buress tonight inside Minglewood Hall at the 1884 Lounge re-recording My Name is Hannibal. So when I went back and listened to it this morning or last night, the first joke is about you standing outside of the theater.
Right.
Your name's on the marquee.
Yeah.
And a guy's in your presence. He doesn't know he's in your presence. And he says, he sees your name, Hannibal Buress. He says, I don't even know who that is.
Which is a fair point in 2009.
Well, that's
a fair point in general, but it was funny. Yeah.
Well, that's my point is that a lot has changed since then. I don't know that you could be outside of a theater with your name on a marquee and somebody else be there and go, I don't even know who that is. People know who you are now. So I guess this is what I'm asking. What was it like for you to go, because not everybody adjusts well, go from successful comedian to famous comedian to celebrity comedian?
I had the benefit of kind of gradually going into it where it wasn't just one thing
right
away. Where it kind of paced up and, you know, I put out Animal Furnace on Comedy Central and Eric Andre Show came out, and then Broad City was another boost, and then my second special Live from Chicago, and then we did Neighbors around that time, so then I was doing movies. So it's been kind of a gradual movement, but it is, I would say, being recognizable, it's like a outfit or it's like a suit that you get it and you know, it doesn't fit the right way. And for me, it's just, you know, certain situations, you grow into it. So some situations that I would, you know, get annoyed by, you grow patience. You just learn to just, it's exciting at times, but then there's times where, you know, this people can be a little bit overbearing. But I've learned just how to maneuver a little bit better and know that it's a lot of benefits, man. It's dope, but it can get weird at times,
sure.
And so it's just having that balance and realizing most of the time it's coming from a good place.
I'm talking to Hannibal Buress. He is in studio. Isola Fest is this weekend in Isola, Mississippi. 3-day comedy and music festival. Hannibal Buress is going to be there. T-Pain's going to be there. Tickets are available at isolafest.com. And tonight, inside 1884 Lounge, Minglewood Hall, he'll be re-recording My Name is Hannibal. Tickets are available at minglewoodhall.com.
That one's sold out.
It's sold out already?
We sold out at Minglewood. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, then forget that. You're going to have to go to the secondary market or beg your way in.
Please don't go to the secondary market, because that one always makes me feel. Whenever I see the secondary market on tickets, I'm like, oh, I need to scout my own tickets. You know, some people do that.
Dude, well, I think Dave Chappelle might, because I know he was here last week, and I don't even want to tell you what I pay for two tickets, because it's sold out in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then everything's immediately available in the secondary market for 5 times the price.
Those robots, man.
Yeah. No, they got you.
Those robot scalpers, they don't care.
No, they got that thing on lock. I don't know what they're doing, but they know what they're doing.
The secondary market really makes you think about how much you like something. Where you're like, okay, all right, because I've overpaid for some stuff, sure, for some experiences, or even I overpaid for, I went to the last game of the NBA season. I went to the Raptors Warriors game.
Well, right.
Game seven in
Toronto.
Oracle.
Oh, the last game in Oracle.
I think it was game six.
When Clay tears his ACL.
Yeah, Clay went out. But I was, so I overpaid. I went to the game five in Toronto. I wish they won in Toronto, because that would have been more fun to be in that environment. But I went to Oracle because I wanted to see this thing through. And I was in a section where it was a big controversy, because after the game – the GM of the the GM of the Raptors was trying to go to the court, and some cop stopped him or whatever. I didn't see that part of it, but I just saw him full right. extension push the cop, and I was like, "Oh, that was worth the seat." And that happened right in front of my section. Like, that's worth it. That was worth the seats. I just saw a GM of a team that just won the championship push the cop, and then be doing an interview a few minutes later. Yep, that was worth it.
I'm talking to Hannibal Buress here in a studio. When I went back and listened to My Name is Hannibal, the part that I still think about this, not that I'm on YouPorn a lot,
yeah.
but if I happen to stumble into it.
You stumble into it.
You just stumble
it, you know,
into
just
it.
Like it just pops up.
It just pops
oh,
up.
Oh, whoa. Well, since it's here.
I was trying to go to YouTube. Somehow I ended up here, and now it's here. And the comments.
Yeah.
Every time I see the comments, I think of you, which is just weird in general. Mm-hmm. But like, what kind of maniacs leave comments on those videos?
Well, you know what? That was a different time, too. In internet porn, 2008, 2009. Now it's a little bit more mainstream to put comments on there. So a lot of times they're positive. Hey, there's people recommending other videos. Hey, y'all like her in this? Check her out in this other one. She's good. Hey, guys. Hey, and somebody else. Hey, I got Viagra for sale. Come check out my site. So it's turned towards more positive. There's a lot of commenting on the stuff I see, but it's usually positive and some stuff that's more self-promotion. There's other porn people in there. Hey, I bone way better. Check out my stuff. Come check out my page. So it's changed. It's developed. It's a little more nuance and variety in the comment section. Actually, it's funny you say I'm hosting the AVNs in January, the adult video.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm hosting those. So it's going to be – that's going to be an interesting gig. I'm talking about VR. You got VR porn.
I don't have nothing to do with
that. Listen, man, dog, just – relax.
No, I ain't against it. I get into it. I just hadn't done it yet.
Oh, yeah.
I need to?
You got an Oculus?
Uh-uh.
Get yourself an Oculus. Get yourself an Oculus Quest or Rift or whatever and check out some VR porn. Because for me, VR porn is still new, so it has some growing to do. No pun intended. Because, you know, you got the headset on, so it's supposed to be as fully immersive. You're the person that is happening. You look down. For me, it didn't work because the legs are white a lot of the time. I'm like, yo,
legs.
These are not my legs. Unless something terrible. These aren't my legs. But so AVNs, check that out. That's gonna be a fun time.
That's gonna be terrific. I'm talking to Hannibal Buress here in studio. He's gonna be at Minglewood Hall tonight. That's sold out. But this weekend in Isola, Mississippi, for Isola Fest, 3-day comedy and music festival. Tickets are available. Isola Fest. com.
And you know what? We're doing it because I know it might be a tight turnaround for people to go to the Delta in Mississippi on such short notice.
Right.
So we're coming right back in Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
We're going to do Isola Fest Part 2.
Okay.
Summertime. You get time to plan. You get time to get yourself an RV or something like that and get everything set and talk to everybody. And we're going to have a really dope lineup. I know it because it's easier to book when you give people 6 months notice.
There's no question. Yeah. So I know the story, but for people who don't know the story, why is a successful comedian born in Chicago doing a festival in the middle of nowhere in Mississippi this weekend?
Yeah.
Because I'm from Mississippi. I never heard of Isola until
You shouldn't have. Right. A lot of people haven't heard of Isola.
It's
20 minutes from Isola haven't heard of Isola.
It's population 800.
That's rounded up. And that's not even a truth. It might be 740, so it's a cheating roundup to 800. So it's where my mom's side of the family's from, Isola, Mississippi. And my grandmother still lives there. I have a couple cousins there. My cousin, Brian, has a nightclub, the Players Palace. And I wanted to help him kind of get a boost to the club. Because I think even though it's in this area, that it's only in this town that has 800, within a 45-minute radius, an hour, there's a lot of people, and so if we promote it right and do some cool events, I feel like people will come to the spot and we can just get it going. So the idea was just to, you know, give it a good boost and have this spot that's, you know, in a small town, but it's a cool spot to go, and it has open mic night this night, trivia or game night, and fun parties. And so Isola Fest is the is the start of that.
So you're from Chicago, but you've had family in Mississippi your whole life.
I've been coming in.
So what was it like as a child going from Chicago to Mississippi? And not like, when I say I'm from Mississippi, I'm really from a suburb of Memphis that happens to be in Mississippi.
Are you from South Haven?
I grew up in Horn Lake. I now live in Hernando, but it's all the same county.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're Mississippi. That's a different deal. That's real Mississippi.
Yeah. As a kid, it was fun
to
visit. I come down here for summers. And it was just a lot of space, and we hang out, play football, play basketball, play video games, eat good food, and just hang out. It's all, you know, I had three other cousins my age, and that's when we would get together. So it was a lot. But as an adult, the pace changed up, and just your needs for entertainment shift as an adult, which is unfortunate that you can't be entertained the same at eight as you can at, you know, 18. So that's what it was. So when I didn't come down as much during my college years, but it's a slow motion place. If you want some quiet, Isola is a good place to come. If you wanna, if you got a book you've been trying to finish, if you want to get away from some folks, if you want to write a long script, Isola. If you want to get some work done, this that type of very quiet town. But I still think there's some more that can be done there from a business standpoint, a little cafe, because it's a slow motion town. Like it's a no stop light town, man.
Right.
But I think the fest will bring some good energy there, and then we can keep that momentum in Memorial Day weekend.
Isola Fest is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3-day music and comedy festival. Tickets are available at isolafest.com. That's Isola Fest.com. So it's one thing to be a performer at a festival. You go in, you do what you paid to do, you pop out.
Mm-hmm.
Different deal when you are organizing it. Is it exciting or stressful? You're worn out or fired up?
It's all of those things, because I put it on, you know, just by doing it on a month notice, which wasn't really necessary, but it put it on a higher difficulty level.
Sure.
But it made it exciting, because I feel, you know, it's a smaller venue, so we don't have much to fill. It's 250 to 300 it holds. And so getting people booked, I have a good team that's helping me out with logistics and handling everybody's travel and hotels. Isola doesn't have hotels, so we're putting everybody up in the next town over, Indianola, Mississippi,
sure,
which is B.B. King's hometown. So there are a lot of moving parts and different things and challenges, but that's what makes it exciting, because I've done tours at this point, and I've done a bunch of gigs, and those, you know, gigs have their challenges, but it's pretty straightforward. So now it's kind of leveling up and you know, trying to do something different. Because it's not even just thinking about you're thinking about the artist experience and the fan experience. So it's, you know, also with the other comedians and musicians, you want to make sure everybody get in smoothly. They're having a good time. They're well taken care of. You want to make sure the audience experience is good, and that they, you know, the shows are on point, and there's momentum, and there's good food, and so it's a lot to think about. But I like the challenge, just because it's something new for me.
I'm wrapping up here with Hannibal Buress, who is in studio. He's going to be at Minglewood Hall tonight. That show is sold out. Isola Fest is this weekend in Isola, Mississippi. Tickets are available at isolafest.com. Last thing before I let you go.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your time again.
For sure.
I mentioned Dave Chappelle was here last week. And one of the things he talked about in his most recent Netflix special is that it's harder than ever to be a comedian, because somebody is out there waiting to get offended.
Yeah.
And you can't just do the jokes, because if you take it too far, and maybe not even too far, just too far for some people, you end up in a situation where folks are trying to, quote unquote, cancel you. Have you found that to be true, where you have to think it through a little bit more, be a little more careful out of fear of, man, if I say this, even if I'm just being funny, people could take it the wrong way and it could flip on me real quick?
What the real consequences are vary for everybody, because everybody's stakes are different. So it's some people where they work on a type of show that has a demographic that's X. And so they say something that offends that segment, and then people say, oh, he take that job away.
Right.
He can't have that job saying that stuff. We don't agree with that. So it varies with everybody. Chappelle has a bit of freedom because he's not in movies.
Right.
Really, he's just doing
touring. He's just doing his thing, right.
He's touring. He's doing shows. So it's not really much you could take away from. And I think that the folks online, it's a more of a some super vocal minority that gets offended. So it could seem way more intense than it really is. I had a bit of a situation a little while ago where people got really mad at me because I own property. So he started calling me a landlord. And it's people, you're a landlord. Like it's an insult. Landlord. Meanwhile, I don't have any tenants, but people, they don't know that. They just know that they heard a story. And so you're canceling him because he's a landlord. But it wasn't real. Nobody out and about in my day to day. Landlord.
That's the thing.
It kind of exists in that small little bubble.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's my, obviously on a much lower level, but my experiences as well. You've got this, your computer screen or your phone, you got these people screaming at you.
Right.
And it feels like, oh my God, the whole world hates me. Yeah. And then you go outside and people just ask if they can take a selfie with you.
Yeah.
It's really not the same thing.
So yeah, it's not that real. So it's, you know, people obviously can feel how they want to feel about certain things, but it could feel more intense if you're diving into it like that,
right.
Which is tough to not do in certain situations. It's tough to not say, hey, what? But once you disconnect, you're like, okay, that's over there.
Right.
That's over there in that. Like it's like TV almost. That's his own show.
That's exactly right. That's Hannibal Buress. He is in studio with me. He's going to be at Minglewood Hall tonight inside the 1884 Lounge. Tickets are sold out. Good luck trying to get in. He's going to be re-recording My Name is Hannibal. It's his 2010 special. Same jokes, perhaps a different delivery.
Slightly different. We'll see.
An older, more mature delivery.
A more cynical,
right.
Jaded delivery.
And this weekend
more yelling.
This weekend is Isola Fest in Isola, Mississippi. Tickets are available at isolafest.com. It's a three-day comedy and music festival. Listen, I know how busy you are. Obviously, you got a lot going on. Can't thank you enough for coming in here. This has been a real joy for me.
Hey, thanks for having me. All
right.
Good talk.
Yeah. I'll see you. That's Hannibal Buress. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.